Zohar Parsha Zeker of Day 5, an excerpt from Zohar 3, 271b. So, you're speaking about the Heichal that you had, the table that had the 12 showbreads arranged on it. So he speaks about it. Pasach, we all opened and said, Vasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim. You should make a table of cedar wood. And it has to be covered with gold and put on it the 12 Lechem Aponim. Tachazi, come and see. Nagin Tovin Shapir and Havu, Nagi Moradis Udasa, the Malko. There was good, fitting customs that the masters of the meal of the king acted, used to play out. Lachzor to show, Dinimap Sarah de Malko, there from the children of the table of the king. The special things that Tzaddikim used to do, that in their eating, there should be what's called a Hashra El Yona, a supernal vesting of spiritual lights upon it. In order to draw that they should be like eating right in front of Hashem, like the verse says, this is a table that's in front of Hashem. Eating, it's called lechem aponim, means Hashem shine, face shining to a person, is potential in the person eating to reach very high levels. Brought in sichas haran, a person can merit to or sechsachos, the brilliant shine and polished lights of the Ein Sof above the Kesser, the highest level, just to eating with connection to Hashem. So the special things they used to do to help draw upon this, and they used to do 10 things to draw the infinite light into the 10 spheros down to this bite of food that they're eating. It's 10 things necessary for a person doing the meal. Chad, one is Natil Sidayim, washing hands. Tanyana, second one, the Sakne Shtekikros, the Shabbos, to set up 2 loaves of bread for Shabbos. He saw the third one, Mechel Tlas Sudasin, to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. Losafa Mechol Al Kodesh, to add from holy, mundane to holy, which means receive Shabbos early and leave Shabbos late. That he makes the what was mundane time that was part of the week, makes it holy, makes it part of Shabbos, and he adds to the holiness of the 3 meals. Reveal the fourth one, Lanhora Pesara Bishraga, to light up the table with candles. Hamisha, the fifth one, Kost, the Vayichulu, on the cup of Vayichulu, he says Kiddush, starting the meal, and that draws Kiddush of the whole Shabbos and all the meals. So he saw the sixth one, Lamavia Al Pesara Mila Deraisa, to be words of Torah on the table. Shviyah, the seventh thing, the Archo al Pasara, to be go long on the table. Begin the Niyam Yisun al Pasara. No, the poor should come to his table and feed them. Tmina, eighth one, Natil Sidayim B'mayim Achronim, washing his hands with the last waters before thanking Hashem for the food. Shviyah, the ninth one, Brichas Amazon, is blessing Hashem for the food. Asira, the tenth thing, Kosta Bracha, making it over a goblet of blessing. Sorach Lachzara Alayu, it's necessary to go after them, make sure they're done with Sakna alone, and to set them up Raza Kadisha in a secret, holy secret, which means with the divine intentions, the Kavanas involved. Diyu Klila Measa Sfirin, that included of 10 Sefiros. Diyu Besara de Kutcher Brichus, that's the table of Hashem, that His infinite light rests to the 10 Sefiros, resting on these 10 things that the person does. We sit to the Gvura, from the side of Gvura, means there's a constriction, that within a table, and through physical eating, that Hashem is there, infinite light. Begin Dorm, because of this, Ikmur Rabbanon, rabbis explain, Shulchan Mitzafon, the table is in the north, which is the place of Gvura. So Chad, the time, first one is washing hands. Now Ikmur Rabbanon, this is the rabbis explain, Mesnisen, the daim is almost full of bracha, that hands that are not clean are disqualifying you from blessing Hashem. Then you know the second thing, the Mifsal, Shnei Kikros, Bishabbos, to break bread over 2 loaves on Shabbos. Din and Remizin Mitrei Luchi Deraisa. They hint to the 2 tablets of the Torah. The Sivir with Shabbos, which were given on Shabbos. Zugos in pairs. Torah was given on Shabbos and is given 2 pairs of tablets. A pair of 2 tablets. So it's an awesome thing that those 2 breads you all hand to break on Shabbos are like the 2 tablets that have the 10 commandments on you. Put the 10 fingers on the bread, it's like the 10 commandments. 10 spheres shining in the Ein Sof. Deepest connection to Hashem. Lisa, the third one is Mechel Tlas Sudasin, Mishabbos, to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. Come on, Gmur, Rabbanah, the rabbis explained to Mesnisen of the Mishnah, Domar, Chadunayu, and one of them said, Yei Chelki, in Gomri Shalosh Sudas, Mishabbos, let my portion be with those that finish 3 meals on Shabbos. The Inun Shlimu, the Sheva Bechoin, the Tzosa, that they are the completion of the 7 blessings of the prayer. Ashlama Bahon Lesser, complete them to 10. So you have 7 blessings in the Shemoneh Esrei Sound prayer of Shabbos, and you add to that the 3 meals, and you draw all the 10 spheres completely. Raza da Oneg Nara, the Nara Yotzim Eden, and the secret of the Shabbos delight, Oneg, is the river that goes out of Eden. Mahashkos has gone to water the garden. Mandlo Makayim Lo, so the Ein Sof comes from Eden to Kesser, Chochma, and to water the garden, Bina, into all the spheres. Mandlo Meshkaim Lon, one doesn't fulfill them. The slave Yeshu Lekaimon, and he has permission, he has the ability to fulfill them. Safakle Neger Saras, it's turned around to him to a plague of leprosy. Reveal the fourth one is Lanhora Pesora Biminarta, to illuminate the table with the candelabrum. Kumod Gmua, that morning, as the original early rabbis explained, Shulchan Ritzafon, the table in the north, Renor Vidorum, the candelabrum in the south, to draw wisdom. That the table of Hashem, that's the way it has to be. So a person in his own table, he has on it a table and he has a candelabrum, so it's like the table and candelabrum, the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So he's before Hashem with the Shechina, just like in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple. We show the 15 kos ma'ichulo from the goblet of ma'ichulo of Kiddush, kos cheshbin elokim. So the word kos, the goblet, equals the gematria 86 is elokim. Vayichulu, and he says in Kiddush, the first word is Vayichulu, Hashem completed the heavens and the earth. Vayichulu, Ayin Bay is equal 72, which is Gematria Chesed, drawing Hashem's Chesed to the world, creation. The Kol Alon, Kala Kadisha, they included in the Holy Bride, in the Malchus. The Haikos Mole, Yinu Deraisa, this cup, which is the vessel of Malchus, is filled with the wine of the Torah, with Chachma. And Kodesh is Chachma, Kiddush, draws the lights of Chachma. Tzorach Lasada, Aluv, the Debrashis, to testify in the work of creation, as I have sang by Chulu, saying that Hashem created the world. This is draw the light of Chachma, because Hashem made everything Chachma, Kulam Chachma, Sisa, he made them all with wisdom. So saying Kiddush and testifying that Hashem created the world, he draws the light of Chachma, renews all of creation. And from that we get into week after Shabbos. Sisa, sixth one, the Mahavi, Al Pesara, Divrei Torah, to be on the table, words of Torah, Dachik Mua, Marimus Nisan. Thus explain the Mishnah, three people that ate by one table. The Omer Allah of Divrei Torah didn't say upon the words of Torah, it's not good. But when he does say words of Torah, the Shechina is there. Rather than the secret of the issue, begin to hawk Mua, because they explained Shulchan B'Tzafon, that the table is supposed to be in the north. It was in the north of the temple. And connected with that, Verai says, Yehivas Miyamina. The Torah is given from the right side. And the north is the side of Gur, the left side. So when you have words of Torah on the table, Mechaber Yumina, you attach it the left side to the right side. Diyu Rachmi, which is mercy, Vesmol, the left side. Diyu Dina, which is judgment. Deraisei Hei, Mimina, Pesera. So the Torah is the Hei, the Shechina, from the right side in its Chesed aspect. Pesera, the table is Adni, the Malchus, Mismol, from the left side. So Mechaber alone, it's necessary to attach them. To begin the Pesera, Mismol, because the table is from the left side, from the aspect of judgment, it's like a vessel for physical sustenance from the left side, vessel for the light, but it has to be connected to the light. Therefore, Akmura Abonin, the Masnisin, the Rabbi's mission is explained, Koshim Nezanosev Shal Adam Kikriyas Yamsev. It's hard, a person's sustenance, like the splitting of the sea. You begin Koch because of this, Sarech, all the time, Tamilich Chachamim Luzam Nime, you have to invite Torah scholars with you to draw the light of the Torah to you. On the table, Leman Yishtadal with Ms. Gomi Raisa. In order, people that strive in the commandments of the Torah. So, Shriya, the sixth thing on the table, Achoel Pesora, to lengthen on the table. Begin a name for the poor, that they should come. They should have time to come. We'll begin Dor because of this, Kolomarachol Shulchano. There's a saying that anyone who lengthens on his table, goes a long time in his meal, Marichano Yom of Vishnosev, they lengthen his days and his years. We begin Dor because of this, Mistaka, Tatsil Mimoves, and charity saves from death. Tmina, the eighth one is Mayim Achronim, the final waters, the Tekinu alone, that they set and establish them, begin Melach Sdomis, because of the salt of stone, which is dangerous, so a person washes his fingers, in case any salt got mixed up, he shouldn't touch his eyes with his fingers, washes it off. But there's something deeper underneath it. Razad Amil, the secret of this issue, is Kadishtem, and you shall sanctify yourselves. Elamayim Yishonim, these are the first waters, Visim Gdoshim should be holy, Elamayim Chronim, these are the last waters, Shiol, the ninth thing, close to Bracha, because cup of blessing, Makmur, Mary Mesnisen, explain the message of Mishnah, Asar, Dvarim, Nemru, close to Bracha, the tenth thing, said by the cup of blessing, Elaynino, and these are those, Eter, crowned eater, if a person crowns it, surrounds it with cups, and he covers his head, hadacha, shtifa, and washing inside and outside, chai, use raw wine, mole, fill it up, and he receives it with his hand, knows from someone else, and picks it up and gives it to him, and you know, then leaves it, puts it in his right hand, tefach, nips it off the ground, you know, off the table, one tefach, a hand's breadth, refrain to lifting up the malchus, out of the negative energies, raising up to high places in the worlds. Menos in Enevo puts his eyes in it to draw upon the light of Chachma, which is from the eyes. And Meshagro with Matan Lanche Beso, he sends out his gift, people of his house, to his wife, to draw to the Malchus, to be able to give to the worlds below. So it draws a big chef of bounty to all the universe. Lachshav, Ein Lanuela Abob, and now we only have four things that we do. Shein Hadacha, Ishtifa, Chayim Mole. which are rinsing on the inside, rinsing the outside. You bring raw wine, then you mix it with water, because the wine then was very strong, so you have to mix it with water, and of course the cup has to be filled. Some say chai min chavas, you should take it, the wine unmixed as of yet from the barrel, and then mix it afterwards, as opposed to mixing it when it's in the barrel. Because when you bring it, just bring like wine is judgment, you mix with water, which is chesed, so doing that act causes a mixture of the powers of judgment with chesed in the world, and makes a tikkun. It's less of a tikkun if it's done while it's in the barrel. Hey, some say chaya kos shalem, that the cup should be complete without blemish. Asira birchas amazon. Anyway, tenth thing on the table is making blessing. Hashem with the sustenance. Gemara abanan. B'shloshet sarach kos. Rabbis explain three. You need a cup. Raza demil. This secret issue begin to you. Ava meskul asayach is the love of your when you are kala. Dinan ava is the father's canal. V'chol leisa achol yosef. There shouldn't be lengthened more.